Welcome to the interview of the economic Einstein and captain of industry, J.P. Morgan. I'm your host, Lily Carl, and it is my pleasure to introduce you to our interviewee, Mr. J.P. Morgan. It's an honor to have you here, Mr. Morgan.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's get started. To begin, would you mind telling us a bit about how you got started in the business world? Tell us a bit about your business model as a whole.
I'd love to. My father himself was very successful in the business world, so I suppose you could say I was introduced to the career path early on. With some help from him, I started up my own company in 1860. A couple years later, I formed a partnership with my cousin, Jim Goodwin, and we called it the firm J.P. Morgan & Company Bankers. After that, in the year 1864, I chose to take on new partners and reorganized as Dabney, Morgan & Company. For my business model, we kept the corporation as a vertical integration.
Wow, so that's how it all started. You were really building your own empire right from the start. A young boy at the age of 27, already a leader in the financial life of the largest city in the States. Very impressive.
Thank you so much.
Not only that, but you were very influential in pursuing a career in philanthropy, helping to raise money for the wounded and widowed and working, as well as helping to establish and enlarge the YMCA.
That's right, and those accomplishments are some of my proudest ones rather than any business success.
Very admirable. From what I hear, you have a very atypical experience and played a role in government banking. Can you tell us about that?
Of course. With other bankers, I had the opportunity to help refinance the federal debt under President Ulysses S. Grant. Later in 1877, I was able to loan the Army money with which to pay his troops. Both opportunities, I was honored to aid my country financially.
It's hard to believe that even with all the success and the start of your career, that some of your greatest triumphs and defeat came in the end of your life.
That's right. In 1901, I formed a combination to buy out Andrew Carnegie. This allowed me to merge the steel colossus with several other companies. This resulted in the United States Steel Corporation, the first billion-dollar corporation.
Astounding. Can you tell me about your unfortunate endeavor at the end of your business career?
I can. I was charged with having destroyed competition through interlocking dictatorships and stock proxies. These are charges I deny because I strictly use methods that guarantee the proper management of business. This is why there is some debate as to whether I should be categorized as captain of industry. However, I do maintain the title thanks to my extensive positive influence in the business world.
An unexpected end to such an impressive career. Thank you so much for telling us about your life, Mr. Morgan, and thanks to our listeners for tuning in. We would like to end this interview with a thanks from our sponsor, Chase Bank. Chase Bank is a leading global financial service.
And one of the largest banking institutions in the United States with operations worldwide. At Chase, we make our priority to serve you.